MP Materials, Pentagon, Saudi mining company to build rare earth refinery in Saudi Arabia. Las Vegas-based MP Materials said on November 19th that it will build a rare earths refinery in Saudi Arabia with the Pentagon and Saudi state-owned mining company Ma'aden. MP Materials and the Pentagon, through a joint venture, will hold a combined 49% stake in the refinery, with Ma'aden owning the remaining 51%. MP Materials said the joint venture is structured to ensure U.S. oversight and alignment with national security objectives. The news comes as Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman visits Washington this week. Sitting next to Trump in the White House, bin Salman on November 18th promised to increase his country's U.S. investment to $1 trillion from a $600 billion pledge he made when Trump visited Saudi Arabia in May. The new Saudi facility will process both light and heavy rare earth elements sourced from Saudi Arabia and other global regions. The refined products will support the manufacturing and defense sectors of the United States and Saudi Arabia, according to MP Materials. Saudi Arabia has identified mining as a key industry in its National Industrial Strategy, also called Vision 2030, to diversify the economy beyond oil. Ma'aden, which is majority owned by Saudi's Sovereign Wealth Fund, was established in 1997 to develop this specific sector. MP Materials operates a rare earth mine in the United States, located in Mountain Pass, California. The main output there is light rare earths. The Nevada-based company also has a rare earth magnet factory in Fort Worth, Texas, which is expected to begin full-scale commercial production by the end of the year, CEO James Litinsky said during an earnings call. The latest deal came on the heels of a partnership MP Materials inked with the Pentagon a few months ago. In July, the company announced that the Pentagon would become its largest shareholder. As part of the deal, the Pentagon will get a 15% stake in the fast-growing Las Vegas mining company, along with $400 million of the company's preferred stock. The historic public-private partnership includes a 10-year offtake commitment with a $140 million annual earnings before taxes guarantee, rising by 2%, starting in 2026. The Department of Justice has also entered into a 10-year agreement establishing a price floor commitment of $110 per kilogram for MP Materials neodymium-praseodymium products stockpiled or sold, reducing vulnerability to non-market forces and ensuring stable prices for the U.S.-produced rare earth materials. Securing independence in the rare earth supply chain has emerged as a top priority for the United States. Rare earth magnets, with strong, heat-resistant magnetic fields independent of power sources, are a crucial element in modern manufacturing and advanced weaponry. China has weaponized its near monopoly over critical minerals by repeatedly threatening to halt exports. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on November 2nd that the administration aims to achieve the goal within 2 years at the latest. Bessent said on November 16th that the government expects to finalize a deal with China for rare earths by Thanksgiving. Wesley Brown and Reuters contributed to this report.